had a very elitist idea about country music. I was one of those people, I love country music now, but I just couldn't get it in my head when I was a kid. You know, I was all about the jazz saxophone players and, you know, Steely Dan and music like that. And one, and this happened well before the book, but at one time, Willie Nelson had that Stardust record where he does standards. And that record, which is in the book, really turned me around. And when I heard Willie Nelson interpreting, you know, Stardust, and just expanding what you would think could be done with a standard, it was stunning. And it opened up a world to me. And I'm probably guilty of not having, I tried to represent a lot of the huge luminaries of country music, but I probably didn't get all of them. But boy, was I ready to learn and listen to that stuff now. I mean, I think, you know, there's almost nothing better than what Johnny Cash does at any point in his career. And likewise, Willie and, you know, Merle Haggard, Waylon Jennings. And that stuff, it was not that I even knew, I knew who Johnny Cash was as a kid, but in many other cases, I just didn't know that music. And to sort of come to it later, I'm almost ashamed that I didn't get it when I was a kid, because it's so rich, and it has so much to offer us, and it's quintessential American music, like gospel and blues and jazz, where these are the stories and narratives of everyday life in America. And the more you can get those, whether it's the Carter Family or Johnny Cash or Porter Wagoner or Dolly Parton, there's something really magic about that stuff.
Well, the book is 1,000 Recordings to Hear Before You Die. Thank you for speaking with us.
Well, thanks for having me. This was fun.
This program was produced by Edward McMillan. You've been listening to Radio Parallax. We'll see you next week.
You're listening to KCFR, 90.1 FM, listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. It's time for Butte Views and Beyond.
This is Deborah Lucero with Butte Views and Beyond, and we're coming to you straight from the heart of downtown Chico. The opinions voiced on this program do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of KZFR, its staff, board of directors, underwriters, or volunteers. And Butte Views and Beyond is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by Friends of the Arts, which has been creating economic opportunity through arts and culture by producing community festival and events, including Arttoberfest, Chico Palio, the True North Tour, the Silent Film Festival, the NorCal Jazz Festival, the Salmon Festival, and more. To learn about Friends of the Arts, visit friendsoftheartsupstate.org. And by Dr. Ken Logan, family practitioner. Ken believes in the importance of community radio and encourages other members of the medical community to join this KZFR underwriting family. That's Dr. Ken Logan, family practitioner. Hello again, Deborah Lucero, Butte Views and Beyond. So on this show, we explore several different topics. We have call-in features for people to talk about their local experiences. We look at events and cultural aspects, artistic endeavors, museums, all kinds of visits all over this beautiful area that we call Butte County. So please join us and listen, because we've got lots of fun things coming up in Butte County this summer. And we can all feel that heat coming on. So if you want to get out in a little bit of that, we've got several things we want to talk about. We're going to talk about an exciting event on the Forbay. If you've never been to the Forbay, it's just about time you get over there. It's beautiful. You'll see it when you enter Oroville. It's over on the right-hand side. We're going to talk about the California State Fair and how you can participate. The NorCal Jazz Festival, which is coming up and featuring salsa. Sazil, Hot Latin Jazz, on June 5th, and that's going to be at the Women's Club, and it's going to be featuring one of our own Butte County folks, and that's Delbert, Delbert Bump. And then also going on right now is the Silver Dollar Fair, so there's lots of things happening, and there's no excuse to be sitting on the couch. All right, so first up, I believe we have Tony Catalano on the phone. Is that correct, Ray?
Yes,
that
we
is
do.
Correct, Ray.
Hey, Tony, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty well, Ray. How are you and Deborah doing?
We're doing good tonight.
Good.
Hey, Tony, how you doing?
Good, Deb. How are you? How's your leg?
Are you there?
Yes. Yeah. How are you doing?
Her leg's getting better.
Leg's getting better. Good. Glad to hear it. Glad to hear it. How's things up in Chico tonight?
Oh, it's good. It's a nice warm night. Thursday night market is up and happening.
Oh, beautiful.
Tony, you're the director at the Forbay Aquatic Center?
Yeah, I'm the director at the Forbay Aquatic Center. This is my second year there, and it's great to be on KZFR and to be supporting the Zephyr. Glad to be part of the team.
And you guys got some programs going on. Why don't you, I know that you're getting ready to do some classes and that kind of thing.
Yeah, the Forbay Aquatic Center, let me give you people a little background. Chico State started it about 10 years ago, I think it was, and had it as a Wildcat Adventure Center, and for one reason or another, weren't able to make a go of it. So a local veterinarian, Butte Mobile Veterinary Service, Dr. Mike Seeley, saw an opportunity when Chico State left and opened it up, organized the Feather River Rowing Club, and opened up the Forbay Aquatic Center as a service, nonprofit service to the community, recreational community, and the rowing community. And right now we host Chico State's rowing program. They practice out of our facility during their two seasons. They have a fall season and a spring season with their rowing club. We also have a master's rowing group. That's an adult rowing group. A bunch of women read The Boys in the Boat a couple years ago and were so enthralled with it that they decided to learn to row, and now they row two mornings a week from 5:30 a.m. to 7:30, and then another third morning a week at 7:30 to 9:30. So they're real enthusiastic and real excited about that, and it's a great program. And if any adults out there want to learn to row, give us a call. You know, go to our website, forbayaquaticcenter.com, and send us an email, and we'll get you in touch with the people to learn to row. We also do a junior rowing program for kids. We're real interested in getting kids, middle school and high school, up into rowing. It's a great sport. It's a great crew, great team sport, and can lead to some scholarships for a lot of kids, because we don't have a lot of rowing programs here, but they do at universities. And we have camps. Yeah, we open up. We start next week. June 6th is our first week of what we call aquatic camps. And kids 7 to 12 years old can come for $150 a week every morning for a week and learn a different watercraft each day, of canoeing, stand-up paddleboarding, kayaking, windsurfing, sailing, and more. Wow. They're really great, fun camps.
What time do those start?
Great. Those start 8:30. They go from 8:30 till 12:30 each day, and each week is a new camp session. In addition to that, we have for the older kids, 13 and up, we have a juniors rowing camp, and those start June 13th and run alternate weeks. We have week-long rowing camps every other week for
junior rowers to learn to row. So we're pretty excited. It's good camps.
So, you know, when I go back east with Ray, one of my favorite things to see back there are all of the folks that are rowing down the rivers, practicing. It's just such a cool sport. And to think that we have it right here in little old Butte County at the Forbay. I mean, that's pretty incredible.
It is. It's pretty incredible. It's a great facility. Our facility is really good. We've had Stanford Women's Rowing Club has been here, or rowing team. The women's rowing team has been here. They were here May 21st to the 25th, practicing for the NCAA championships, which for the second year in a row were held down in Sacramento.
Wow.
So we hope to get more rowing teams here. We hope to put on a regatta last summer, and we're working on another one this summer. And so if we can get more people interested in rowing, it is a great sport to watch and a great sport to participate in. And I'm looking forward to learning to row myself this summer.
Right. You know, also, you guys are open just for the casual person if they wanted to just come in and check it out and do a stand-up paddleboard or rent a kayak for an afternoon. That's open, too.
Oh, absolutely. We're open Thursdays and Fridays from noon to 7. We want to stay open a little later on the weekdays so that people who come after work can come for an evening or late afternoon paddle. And then we're open Saturdays and Sundays from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. Right. And we have stand-up paddle boards. We bought 8 new ones last December. We've got single kayaks and tandem kayaks or sit-on-top kayaks. We have canoes. We have pedal boats, 4 family pedal boats, which can sit up to 4 people to pedal around the lake. And we have family rowboats with covers on them, as well as the pedal boats also have covers on them. And state parks, you know, we're part of Lake Oroville State Recreation Area. And state parks is putting picnic areas out on the peninsulas that are only accessible by boat.
Oh,
so
nice.
We want families interested in rowing can come in and get in a rowboat and row out to the picnic area, have a little picnic, come back, and make a nice day of it.
Wow.
So it's really pretty cool.
If people want to know more, is there a website they can go to or a phone number they can call to
Yeah, there's both. We have a website, forbayaquaticcenter.com, and the phone number would be 530-774-7934. Yeah. We're also going to have, this year, we're adding 3 new programs. We have Dan Epseth, who works for the City of Chico Parks, is a kayak instructor, certified kayak instructor, and so he's going to be offering sit-in kayak instruction and outings for people through the Forbay Aquatic Center. We also have, for second or third year in a row, Lisa Weber does stand-up paddleboard yoga a couple times a week, and their schedules are on our website. And we also have a good connection this year with the Butte Sailing Club, who are offering sailing instruction for the public. Sailing instruction is every Tuesday or Thursday for 3 hours in the afternoon, and everybody gets a 12-hour set of instruction, and that's only $95, and they could learn to sail, get the basic sailing instruction.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, it's such a great resource to have.
Great resource.
And
great resource.
For folks that aren't familiar, you've driven past it, if you've gone down Highway 70, coming out of Chico, branch off on 70, and before you get to Oroville, off on the right is the Forbay. And is it Grand Avenue? Is it the Grand Exit?
No, it's Garden Drive.
Oh, Garden Drive.
Garden Drive exit. We're almost exactly 20 minutes from Chico. We're really centrally located from Chico, Paradise, really close to Oroville, close to Gridley. It's really a great, we're really a great undiscovered jewel. Again, in cooperation with State Parks and the Department of Boating and Waterways, we offer all these great aquatic services to the general public here.
And it's
this weekend, National Safe Boating Week, Memorial Day weekend, we have specials for military and veterans. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Cobble, as well as the website and this message itself.
All right.
Well, let's, you know, I wanted to ask you, too. So I believe the Butte County Transit now also runs out to the Four Bay?
Well, they run past it, and we've been working with them to try and get them to make a stop. But I believe that if people request a stop at the Four Bay, I think they just pull off the ramp and then drop the person off at the gate at the park entrance and then head back on. And
okay, yeah, I wasn't
sure. If
anybody's
interested, they could just, if they give us a call when they're getting off the bus, we'll be glad to come over and pick them up.
Right, yeah, I know that you guys have been working on trying to get a regular bus stop going for the summer. Yeah. And just a little background, you know, I know the Four Bay, the Aquatic Center, used to be a part of Chico State Recreation Department.
Right, it was part of Chico State Recreation Department, and they wanted to pull out for whatever reasons, and Dr. Mike Seeley of the Butte Mobile Veterinary Practice took it over, saw an opportunity as a way to incorporate rowing into our recreation culture here as well as make a lot of opportunities for the general public to enjoy other kinds of watercraft. The North Four Bay is all human and wind-powered watercraft. The South Four Bay allows motors, but the North Four Bay is all people-powered and wind-powered. So it's a nice experience.
Yeah, it's nice. It's quiet. There's a ton of wildlife.
Yeah, a ton of wildlife out there. There's beavers out there. We've got of course, all the swan or the geese and the ducks out there, as well as we saw an eagle out there.
Wow.
A week ago flying. It was great. And it's really a nice spot. It's really a nice spot.
I picked a bummer year to fracture my leg. I'm kind of bummed out. Wondering what I can do with I'm getting around, but...
Well, maybe somebody will paddle you around if you behave.
Yeah, you can come down, Deb, and get in the family rowboat, and we can row you around, you know? Yeah.
All right, I'll go for that.
Come down this weekend. We're going to have demonstrations by the sailing club, by the kayak person, Dan Fsep, by Lisa Weber is going to be there Monday for stand-up paddleboard yoga demos. We're going to offer demos for people, teach people how to row in a rowboat as well as a rowing shell. So
okay.
We invite everybody to come on down this weekend. We're celebrating Safe Boating Week, Memorial Day weekend, specials for military and veterans. So we want to get people out there and have a good time.
And it's heating up here in the North State, so it's a good time. And I can't help myself, but Tony, myself, and Steve O'Brien, who is on the board of directors of KZFR, of course, is the proprietor of Pool and Cyclery, have been cooking up a little fundraiser for KZFR, and it's just about done, but I'll leak out the early information, is that we're going to do a KZFR moonlight float on the 18th of June. It's going to be a Saturday evening, and it'll be opened up for our anybody to come down and come paddle around, and we're getting the final details going. We'll have promotion on that for KZFR. And so, Tony, we're really excited to be partnering with the Four Bay and working with you guys. It's one of those things that people just don't realize is, I mean, it's 20 minutes. It takes longer to drive across Chico some days than it
yes,
does to drive to the Four
definitely.
Bay.
Definitely.
Right. Yeah, we're really excited to be partnering with KZFR and, you know, doing something with you guys. And those moonlight paddles are really nice because we generally can paddle out when the sun is setting and then paddle back in under a full moon.
Oh,
and it's really,
beautiful.
Really pretty out there, and it's so still and quiet, and, you know, you get nice sounds of all the wildlife, and it's you know, it's really like you're out in the middle of nowhere, and you're just, you know, about 20 minutes away from town, so it's just great.
Yeah,
right. It's just great. We're looking forward. We encourage all KZFR listeners to sign up, listen for the promo tomorrow, and come on down to the Four Bay and join us and help out KZFR.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's the right weather. It's starting to heat up. And thank you very much, Tony, for that wonderful interview and insight on Four Bay. We're going to go out on Sazil, a little bit of hot Latin jazz and a taste of what's coming to the Women's Center on Sunday, June 5th. It's a 10-piece, yes, 10-piece salsa Brazilian Latin jazz band. And here they are.
Thanks, Tony.
You're welcome. Take care, you guys. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. So we've got a little bit of Sazil, hot Latin jazz, and again, that's coming up June 5th, right, Ray?
Yeah, at the Chico Women's Club, part of the NorCal Jazz Festival, Delbert Bumps, 10-piece band. Going to be a fun time. Hopefully, it'll be a big dance floor in the front. So,
We're going to have a dance floor.
Oh, yeah, we'll be. All you salsa dancers, come on out, and it'll be a... it's a Sunday late afternoon show. Doors at 5, music at 5:30. So no excuse. We'll have you back in bed by 10 o'clock, and you'll be having Latin
dreams. A few margaritas
dreams.
On the way, and yeah, nice, cool summer, and nice hot time.
Yeah, fun time. And, you know, we love to see the stretch out and start bringing a little more diverse music to town. And, you know, you don't get this opportunity all the time. So we're really excited. Great way to kick off the summer.
And I just can't wait to see a 10-piece band up on that stage. They're going to rock that stage.
No, he's got there's three drummers, you know, there's conga players, timbales, and then a regular standard drum kit. He's got a four-piece rhythm horn section. Of course, Delbert will be on keyboards and bass, guitarist. It's going to be a scene, man.
It's going to be cool.
Yeah, it's going to be a scene.
All right. So, you know, another thing that comes up every summer, and I really wanted to get it in here on Butte Views and Beyond because it's an important thing that happens. It's one of the ways that we let people know what's happening in Butte County, and that is the California State Fair, which comes up July 8th through the 24th. And the reason I'm bringing it up here is that we want to give free passes and free parking to people that want to volunteer this summer to go down and hand out magnets. We hand out magnets for the Oroville Salmon Festival down there.
As well as information about Butte County.
Right, all kinds of information. We tell everybody, the theme is California Delivers, and what we have is a Butte County food truck. And on the side of that truck are various posters of all the different festivals and events. We have a festival and event menu. There's a couple of big ice-cold mugs of beer for Sierra Nevada where you can enter to win an overnight stay and tickets to some of the various festivals.
And all of this happens at the Butte County booth in the county's pavilion at the Butte County Fair. So it's part of a ongoing... How many participants? About 30 or 40
There's
counties?
About 30 counties that participate out of 58 counties. And at one time it was... The height of the fair is seeing the Butte, or not the Butte County booth, of course, we think that, but the county booths. All the third graders in Sacramento County end up going to the fair to look at the county booths, which is kind of a cool idea.
And they get, over a million visitors go through the fair every year. So
800,000 to a million. Yeah. It's a big deal. It's a lot of fun if you've never been. And the way you can do that is I'm going to give you my phone number, and of course I'm on the air until 7, but please give me a call if you're interested. What it amounts to is I would need your full name, what's on your driver's license number, and your date of birth. And that's because everyone who volunteers at the booth has to be checked through Megan's Law, which is a law designed to protect young people from sexual predators. So that's something that we got to do because it's the state fair and it's a state law. But if you're interested in volunteering and getting a free pass for the day, all it amounts to is a three-hour stint handing out magnets and talking about your favorite things about Butte County. It can be anything. It's a lot of fun. You meet a lot of fun people, and you get to go to the state fair. It really is.
You become an ambassador for Butte County.
That's true.
And that's really, and those are the kind of people we're looking for, obviously. And we have, what did we have last year, about 40 or 50 people that participated?
Yeah, we had about 50 people that signed up. And this year we're looking for 48 volunteers because that's how many passes we have. I think we have 85 passes, actually, yeah. And then 48 car passes. You also get free parking. So
you can team up and, you know, two couples or four people can come down. So it's, you know, we'd like to have two people at a time minimum. But it's a great thing, and it's one of these things that you do it once, you do it every year.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun. The state fair, you know, we go down and, of course, participate in it, and you know, they have the Clydesdale, they have all the you know, animal husbandry kind of things going on.
Exotic birds. They have horse racing. You know, you name it, it's happening. Dog jumps.
Splash Dogs. I love the Splash Dogs. Yeah.
They have a beautiful art exhibit from all over the state. It's a very beautiful, well-run fair. And then, of course, you get all the FFA kids who are out there, the future farmers of America, with their pigs and their cows and their sheep and their horses. And they are there. This is a long fair. It's almost 2 weeks, and they literally camp out there.
Yeah, their people are living there. And then, of course, they have music and concerts at night. Very popular is the Wine and Micro Beer Garden.
Yes.
Which is conveniently located right next to the county booth. So you go out the door and you're there, I know. And then, you know, they always have that little tropical jungle thing next to it.
With the exotic animals.
Right, in there. Is that the exotic animal thing?
Well, yeah, they kind of put, it's like a little jungle-like place, and they usually have some exotic animals and some rescue animals. Last year they had a rescue eagle.
Yeah.
That can no longer fly, but she was on display there, and that was an amazing thing to see this eagle up.
Yeah, and it had all the exotic birds, parrots, tropical birds.
Yeah.
It's a fun thing. Anyway, if you're interested, the phone number to call.
The phone number to call, and please wait until 7 o'clock, 7 p.m. tonight, is 530-228-2860. Again, that number is 530-228-2860. And please give me a call if you're interested in volunteering for the state fair. You'll receive a free pass for you and the people that you take down in your car, and one free pass to park your car. And again, it's a lot of fun. It's a way to support Butte County and talk about all your favorite things, whether it's a trip to Sierra Nevada or a trip to the Women's Club to see one of KZFR's wonderful
concerts. Or the Four
concerts.
Bay.
Or the Four Bay. There you go.
Or the Salmon Festival or the Chocolate Festival or the Butte County Fair.
Or Gold Nugget Days or whatever it might be. Feather Fiesta Days. There's always something happening in Butte County.
And, of course, you will be our three-hour ambassador that day. So.
And again, it is a lot of fun. So I hear the Silver Dollar Fair is in town. Did you hear that?
Yeah, Silver Dollar Fair starts tonight, I believe.
Tonight.
And
all
that's
right.
That's a little teaser for the all you fair people. This is the weekend to start. And I know, you know, it's funny because I was talking to a friend of mine, and I did not take them as fair people, but they are totally like, we're psyched to go to the fair. I know two or three people I saw on Facebook are like, we're psyched to go to the fair this weekend. So it's really fun. It is America, baby.
It is. And it's the changing face of America. And quite honestly, in our area where we're such a big ag place, the fair is kind of the celebratory mark of a year's worth of work for a lot of young people. Because they are raising a calf or they're raising a sheep, or they have worked so hard to bring this animal to fair. So it's really a celebration. It's a celebration of the way of life that many of us still lead right here in Butte County. It's an agricultural way of life. So get on over to the Silver Dollar Fair. That's another fun thing that's happening. So, Ray, I wanted to throw in a little bit of Chico trivia. Okay.
All right. I can see this one coming.
So, you know, several years ago, the Chico News and Review ran a little article called Urban Myth or Chico Truth. And so I'm going to talk about some stories that are, we used to hear these repeated pretty frequently on the streets of Chico. And, you know, just mark down your own little paper. Take out a pen and paper and write true or false. So the number one thing, here's question number one. Chico is home to Cold War era missile silos. True or false? Okay, I'm not going to tell you the answers yet, but we're going to go through them. So if you're at home, number one is Chico is home to Cold War era missile silos. True or false? Number two, one of the Kennedys had a little fling with Marilyn Monroe at Richardson Springs. True or false? You guys know where Richardson Springs is, right? Right outside of town. Used to be a stomping ground for the rich and famous.
That's where Errol Flynn and Olivia de Havilland stayed when they were filming Robin Hood.
That's correct.
All the crew stayed out there.
That might be one of these... No, I don't think so. There's a VW bug buried in Alumni Glen at Chico State. True or false?
I never heard that one.
I didn't either, but, you know, this is an older article, but... I figure some of the people out there are going to figure these things out. Number four, a huge tree called the Hooker Oak had to be felled after it was struck by lightning? True or false? That's number four. Number five, Warner Street is named after the Warner Brothers movie studio. True or false? Number six, there's a day in paradise each month when unlicensed senior citizens can drive. True or false? Number seven, Starbucks coffee is piped in from Seattle. This was before Starbucks was here, obviously.
Oh boy.
I don't know if that one's gonna make the true or false.
How many more of these you got?
I got three more. Number eight, Hershey was going to build a huge chocolate factory in Chico, but the city ran it off. That's number eight.
No comment.
Number nine, the Safeway on Nord is the most expensive Safeway in the country. True or false? Number 10, Chico State's president lives in the president's mansion on campus. True or false? All right, guys. So number one, the silos intended for Titan missiles were built near the Chico airport during the early 1960s and were dismantled and abandoned in 1965. So that one would be true.
True.
Number two, one of the Kennedys and Marilyn Monroe, Richardson Springs. False.
Yeah.
False. Now, local science professor Michelle Shover said it would never be a likely destination for such a pairing, be it Marilyn and Jack or Marilyn and Bobby. They would more likely go to Palm Springs than Richardson Springs. Okay, and number three, there's a VW bug buried in Alumni Glen at Chico State. False.
Yeah.
This tale is repeated on some campus tours, probably not lately, but with the caveat that it doesn't seem likely. It is false. Okay, number four, a huge tree called the Hooker Oak had to be felled. True and false. There was indeed such a tree. Many of us remember it. Many of us sat underneath it. The majestic oak named for an English botanist, and it had to be cut down after it was struck by lightning in the mid-70s. But at the time, it was discovered to be two trees growing together. All right, number five, Warner Street is named after the Warner Brothers movie studio. Five, true.
Yeah, I was surprised by that one. Obviously, the Warner Brothers did the Robin Hood movie, and that's probably when all that redevelopment was going on after that movie, you know, as the streets of Chico started to change. So, yeah, that was a surprise to me, too.
After the movie, The Adventures of Robin Hood, was filmed in 1937, the city renamed the north part of Ivy Street in the Warner's honor. All right. Number six, there's a day in paradise that each month when unlicensed senior citizens can drive. False. False. Prevalent rumor, but completely untrue. Number seven, Starbucks. False. Number eight, Hershey was going to build a huge chocolate factory. Do you think that's true or false, Ray?
Only because there's been so many false ones, I'm going to say that was false.
You're right. The story was circulating in the economic development community that the chocolate giant wanted to set up shop here, and an unwelcoming city government ran them out of town.
It was probably started by the guy that was trying to sell you the land. I got a bridge in Brooklyn I'll sell you, too.
All right, and this is going to be good news for people who shop on Safeway on Nord. False. It is not the most expensive Safeway in the country. And then, do Chico State presidents live in the president's mansion?
No.
No. False.
Did they ever, though, at one time, maybe?
Well, the mansion was in such disrepair when Manuel Esteban, who was a president many years ago, came on board that he refused to live in it. Instead, he was given a housing allowance and bought his own pad. So, the last we heard, it's really just used as a reception center for visiting dignitaries. And there you have it.
Well, there you go. How'd everybody do out there? Hold up your scorecards to the radio and let us know how you do. We'll take
now, for those of you who are keeping track, we're going to take the first caller. If you're really looking for some tickets to...
Okay, so, yeah. We have a couple of pairs of tickets. Andrew Sprague Construction, who's a regular underwriter here on KZFR, has been kind enough to donate some tickets for Sazil. So if you would like to win, are we winning or are we just putting these out to callers? I'll tell you what, you tell me who the sponsor of these tickets is.
Okay, so why don't you say it one more time, and then we're going to go to a musical break. And while we're on musical break, call in and we'll take the first two callers.
895-0131. Again, if you can't go, don't call. It's going to be on Sunday. June 5th at 5 o'clock. Your names will be at the door. So, okay.
Here we go. Here we go. Yeah. You got the music?
Musica. Thank you. All right, a little bit of Sazil there for you with Latin Showtime Latin. And
wow.
Again, a couple of winners. Congratulations to Tina and Larry. And thank you to Andrew Sprague Construction for donating those tickets today on Butte Views and Beyond.
That's right, Butte Views and Beyond. And here we are. It is the fourth Thursday of the month, and we've been coming to you from downtown Chico. You know, I'm always amazed at how many things there really are to do in and around this area. And for over 10 years, Friends of the Arts has been putting out a newsletter on the happenings. We put it out once a week. And I just wanted to highlight some of the things in that newsletter. If you want to be on that list, please give a call, 530-228-2860. Friends of the Arts is the state local partner to the California Arts Council. And we are located right downtown at 500 Main Street, Suite 150.
You got a Facebook page or something, too, they can get a hold of that if an organization wanted to be a part of your newsletter?
Yep, that's true. You could find us on Facebook under Friends of the Arts Upstate or friendsoftheartsupstate.org. That is our website. And this week we're highlighting the African American Family and Cultural Center. They, you know, if you didn't know, May is Mental Health Awareness Month. And so they are offering a couple of special things. They actually have a walk that's coming up. Actually, it happened today, so maybe you can't participate in that one.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. But the Kruger brothers are going to be at Sierra Nevada Big Room also tonight. KZFR, Friday, May 27th, Swamp Zen and Dylan's Dharma.
Yeah, that's going to be a fun show. I'm actually going to drop over there for that, I think, tomorrow. That should be a nice way to... On these big holiday weekends, I'm always excited when I get to stay in town.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a fun event, and we'll have tickets at the door for that, and it'll be your classic KZFR Boogie Fest.
All right.
Boogie Down.
Boogie Down Fest.
In Chico Town.
But if you're not in the mood for boogieing down, and maybe you have some kids that you need to entertain, Chico Performances is presenting Shrek, the musical, Junior, tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. at Laxon. And also, if you're just in the mood to grab a chair and go hang in the downtown plaza, we have, of course, the Friday night concert. And the band, oh, you don't want to miss this one either. Big Mo and the Full Moon Band in the plaza
on
tomorrow
Friday.
Night.
Wow,
tomorrow night.
And what time does that start?
That starts at from 6 to 7:30. So you could catch that and still make it over to
totally
Swamp's End.
Totally. You can go get the park in the middle there and... catch the Friday night concert, stroll on down. Obviously, KZFR time, 7:30. We'll still be getting things ready. And
yeah,
you can stop into one of the local eateries along the way and do the Chico thing. And, you know, if you have friends or family coming into town, I know a lot of people do. I think we do, actually.
Yes, we do.
Great thing to do, man. You know, Chico is one of those showcase places. People are always like, wow, it's so chill. Too bad there's not an ocean around. But we learned today that 18 miles away, there's a huge, it's going to be huge.
Very full lake.
Big lake with lots of water and all kind of great things you can recreate on out there.
So 1078 Gallery is presenting Paula Bush, Wax, Paper, and String. And Paula actually sits on the Friends of the Arts board, and she's a phenomenal artist.
She's also a terrapinist.
A terrapinist.
Yeah, she's a turtle person.
Oh. And that's because she's got all those box turtles in
little
her backyard.
Little known fact.
Yeah,
yes.
Little known fact. Okay. The Blue Room Theater presents Fresh Ink through May 28th, 7:30. Those are always fabulous. You can see the creative process at its fastest and most furious. There's four new plays, and they give them a week to write and 1 week to rehearse, and then the game is on. That's a very cool thing to see.
Yeah, I heard a nice piece on the other informational radio station here in our area, and they did a nice interview about the creation of that whole project.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was really fun. It's pretty.
It's a very cool idea.
Yeah, it's a very cool idea.
Paradise Art Center is presenting Garden Party, a celebration of fired arts. And that's going to be through May 28th at the Paradise Art Center if you want to check out some ceramics. And then if you're just feeling like you need a little bit of history, the Butte County Historical Society is doing its annual barbecue at Oregon City School. Now, how many of you out there, I can almost see you raising your hands, have ever been to Oregon City.
Have I? I don't think I have.
It's in Butte County.
I know.
It's in Butte County. It's a very historic place.
Didn't you take me to something out there once?
At one time, it's off of Oregon Gulch Road. They serve tri-tip and chicken and they barbecue, and you are just in such a historic place. So if you've never been out to Oregon City School, here's a great reason to get out there and check out some of the sites. That's Sunday, May 29th at 2 p.m. So some of the things that are open, Chico Arts Center through June 3rd is featuring Food and Art, or the Art of Food. There's our auditions taking place because we have such a theatrical community. Theater on the Ridge is going to be presenting The Veil, and they have auditions on June 11th. There's lots of calls for art. And if you're interested in any of this, you can always, again, sign up for this newsletter at friendsofthearts.upstate.org, friendsofthearts.upstate.org, or call 530-228-2860.
Are you telling me that not only can I be in this newsletter, but I could receive this newsletter as well?
That's correct.
Thank you.
And then if you're just, you know, you really love art and you like going and looking at art, but you really want to try to create some art, there's a lot of workshops coming up. And if your kids are looking for something to do, you've got the Chico Creek Nature Center, which is offering fun-filled family day camps this summer. And those start on June 18th, so you need to call Chico Creek Center and find out if you can get your kids enrolled. My kids every year did something with Chico Creek Nature Center or with CARD. It's a great way to keep kids busy in the summer. I recommend it. There's also the Gateway Discovery Summer Camp. Again, maybe you are a grandparent or an aunt or an uncle and you're looking for something for your kids to do. Check out some of these local things. Theater on the Ridge is presenting their Youth Summer Theater Camp. Nothing better than to send your kid to theater camp.
There you go. You know, something for everybody. And, you know, it gives you a little break. And it's, you know, it's one of those things, you know, it's so funny because I'm not being born and raised here, but having kids and being involved in their lives here, you know, so many kids that all went to these camps together, and then they meet later in life, you know, like in high school or in college, like, hey, weren't you in that, you know.
Camp Shidaka.
Camp Shidaka, yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
Everybody, I mean, if you're, you know, if you grew up in Chico, Camp Shidaka is where it was at.
And what's the one where they take, like, the kids up into the mountains?
Oh, camp.
You know, we still have some sweatshirts floating
those,
around the house.
Yes.
From the I think it's a middle school kind of thing.
Yes,
or,
and I can't
grade.
Think of it right now. I don't even know if they're doing that
Woodland?
Anymore.
Wood,
yeah,
Wood
Camp
Creek?
Wood. No, Wood.
Woodbine.
Somebody
Wood
out there knows it, and yeah. we can't think of it now. But I would be remiss to not mention the Seroptimus International Bidwell Rancho Chico Micro Brew Fest.
Oh yeah,
which is Saturday, June 4th, 2 to 6. It is really one of the best microbrew events, I think, in the whole area. So if you haven't gotten a ticket to that or you haven't experienced that before, it's a great, fun thing to do.
Yeah, it's probably sold out, to be honest with you.
Well, and Patrick Ranch Museum presents Bunko in the Barn, same day, June 4th. We've got Habitat for Humanity.
Also, Chico Chamber of Commerce is having their annual fundraiser event. KZFR will be present on June 9th.
June 9th.
Which
that's
is a couple
Patrick
of
Ranch.
Patrick Ranch. And it's going to be featuring the Boys and Girls Club. Every year they kind of focus on a different organization or business in town. Last year was the 100th anniversary, the 50th anniversary of Italian Cottage. This year is going to be
The Boys and Girls
Boys
Club.
Boys and Girls Club. And I forgot what the tagline on it is.
Adventure with us.
Yeah,
it's
places
like
you'll go
hot air
or something
balloon.
Like that.
Yeah, places you'll go.
It's places you'll go. So it'll be a fun thing. And if you're going to that, please stop by the KZFR booth and say hello.
And then, you know, for our older folks out there, Ollie, CSUC's Osier Lifelong Learning Institute has a bus trip. And if you haven't done some of these bus trips, this one is to the Crocker Museum. These things are really a lot of fun.
Crocker Museum is fabulous. And you don't have to deal with the traffic and the hassle of driving. But it looks like time is running out, Deborah. And I had something I wanted to ask you.
Oh, yeah?
You know, what if I'm, say, I don't know, 16 or 17, and, you know, I like to watch the sports. Matter of fact, the Warriors are playing tonight. You know, I'm a kind of a sports guy. And I have always wanted to be a sports broadcaster. What can I do?
Ah, very interesting question. Well, you know, BCAC-TV is doing a sports broadcasting camp this summer. And we are teaching young people how to be sports broadcasters this summer at BCAC-TV, your public access community television station. And we are partners with KZFR. We love KZFR because we are community radio here, and BCAC-TV is community television.
We share a lot of talent.
And, you know, what's really cool about this is that we are going to televise 10 Chico Heat games this summer and teach youth how to do these things. Again, if you're interested, you can call 530-228-2860 for more details. We will be, it's a limited kind of thing. We probably can only take, you know, maybe 4 to 6 young people. We have Chico State interns involved. We just brought on 6 new interns, and we have 7 existing interns, but it takes a lot of people to make good television happen. And we are actually producing 8 to 10 original programs over there, everything from the Rainbow Review, LGBTQ news, to children's shows, to sports shows, to movie review shows. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, a lot going on, and that's pretty exciting. I know last summer you had your opening, and you had a youth camp that did some work for the Kirshner Wildlife Foundation, another great destination to go if you have people coming to town.
That's
so
true.
So this year it's going to kind of focus on sports and working with Chico Heat, which is exciting. Their season starts, I think, this week.
Starts June 4th. June 4th is their first game. And if you haven't been to a Chico Heat game, I mean, we haven't had Chico Heat here. I think the last round of professional baseball, semi-professional, was the Outlaws. And I think they were here in 2008. So Nettleton Stadium is going to come alive again with a semi-pro team.
The Heat is back.
The Heat is back, and there are 30 young men from all over the country, and I just met one of the host families today. We're going to focus on the host families, focus on what it takes to, you know, to bring baseball back to this town. We have a national championship team at CSU Chico, and I don't think a lot of people are aware of that. That's part of our culture.
Chico's
here.
A baseball town, man. That's
yeah,
for sure.
It is part of our culture. So you want to go out on some salsa music?
Well, let's read our underwriters.
All right.
I think we'll go out on our conventional Ken
All
Clark
right.
music.
All right, here we go. So Butte Views and Beyond is made possible by generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by the Oroville Downtown Business Association. Each Wednesday through October, the historic downtown Oroville Farmers Market will run from 4 till 8 p.m. at Myers and Bird Streets. Pretty fun. And the first Friday of the month features special events. In June, it's Around the World with 18 shops featuring food and drink lasting from 4 till 8 p.m. Visit them on Facebook at First Friday and Events Downtown Oroville for details, or call 693-4877. And by the law offices of Greg Einhorn, with over 30 years civil law experience emphasizing business litigation, including employer representation. You can reach the law office of Greg Einhorn by calling 898-0228. My name is Deborah Lucero, and you've been listening to Butte Views and Beyond.
Remember, get out, have some fun this weekend. Be careful. A lot of people on the road. If you got to do the travel and be smart, leave early. Leave, yeah. And just today, I put oil in the car. My power steering thing was making a little weird noise. I took care of that. I'm putting air in the tires. Slow down, get there, and get home.
And remember to look around while you're out on that road.
All righty.
peanut butter jelly time.
Way up.
Baseball bat.
Peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly with a baseball bat.
Now way up, way up, way up, way up. Now there you go, there you go, there you go, there you go. Peanut butter jelly.